感谢主，我们这次安排一个一连串的课程，要来讲建立基督化的家庭。
Thank God that we have arranged a series of classes to talk about a Christ-like family.
因为我们知道我们教会就是以家庭为单位所建立起来的。
Because we know that our church is made up of many families.
所以每个家庭如果都健全的信仰，那整个教会就会得到很好的发展。
So if all the families have very strong faith, then the church can also improve.
但是如果家庭是失败的话，那整个教会就有破口。
But if the families are not in harmony, then there is a breach in the church.
那教会有破口就会变成撒旦魔鬼攻击的对象。
So when there is a breach in the church, then we will become the target of Satan.
所以呢，我们一定要先来建立一个信仰的一个家庭。
So we must first build a family of faith.
能够建立基督化的家庭，这样整个教会才会得到很好的成长。
And to build a Christ-like family, so the church can also grow.
那我们所有的家庭都是从夫妻关系做开始的。
So all families will start with the relationship between husband and wife.
就像神原来只创造亚当一个人。
Just like how God first created Adam.
后来看他一个人独居不好。
And he saw that it was not good for him to be alone.
所以才造一个配偶来帮助他。
So he created a spouse to help him.
那从此人类就有第一个家庭出现。
And from then on, there was the first family.
然后有这对夫妻以后，他们才生下他们的孩子。
And after this couple, they had their children.
那就是有父母跟子女的关系。
So there was the relationship between parent and children.
然后兄弟姐妹之间才有这种彼此的互相对待。
And then there were also brothers and sisters.
所以这就是任何的家庭都从夫妻关系开始的。
So all families will begin with the husband and wife.
所以我们今天这个课程也安排得非常好。
So it is a good arrangement of our class.
我们就从重建夫妻关系来做开始。
Now we begin with rebuilding your couple relationship.
因为夫妻如果关系好的话，那整个家庭就有很好的基础。
Because if the husband and wife have a good relationship, then the family has good foundation.
他们能够彼此相爱。
And they are able to love each other.
以后他们生下的孩子也能够在这个爱的环境里面长大。
So their future children can also grow up in love.
他们也会在爱的环境里面体会到爱的重要性。
And they will also experience the importance of love.
以后孩子才懂得如何去付出爱。
So the children will also learn how to love.
所以呢，这就是从夫妻的关系开始的。
And this all begins with the relationship between husband and wife.
所以我们一定要回到神创造人类的时候，如何设计这个婚姻关系。
So we must go back to when God created humans, how He designed marriage.
我们请看荧幕上的第一个第一页。
So we will look at the first slide.
他说，神看亚当一个人独居不好。
So here it says that God found it is not good that Adam should be alone.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2.
18节。
Verse 18.
创世纪第二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
主神说，那个人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
从创世纪第一章开始记载神创造天地万物。
So in chapter 1 of Genesis, it records God created the heavens and the earth.
每一天的创造之后都说这个是好的。
So after each day of creation, he said it is good.
可是呢，创造人类之后却有第一个不好的出现。
But after creating man, there was the first not good.
那就是亚当一个人独居不好。
And that is, it is not good that man should be alone.
那为什么一个人会不好？
So why is it not good that man should be alone?
因为一个人会有孤单寂寞的时候。
Because when you are alone, you will feel lonely.
那一个人有时候做事情会没有办法完成。
And when you do things alone, you may not be able to complete.
有时候一个人跌倒了，他也只能倒到地上，没办法自己爬起来。
If you fall when you're alone, you may not be able to get up.
因为他的脚 已经断掉了。
Because he has broken his leg.
所以他没有办法自己站起来。
So he cannot get up by himself.
所以这时候他一个人都是不好的。
So it is not good that they are alone.
所以呢，神才会看他一个人不好，要找一个配偶来帮助他。
And this is why God saw that it's not good that Adam was alone, so he created a helper.
所以两个人总比一个人好。
And two is better than one.
所以两个人呢，就可以互相帮助。
And they can help each other.
一个人跌倒了，腿断掉了，但是另外一个人可以把他扶起来，送他去看医生。
If one person falls and broke his legs, the other person can help them up and send them to the hospital.
再来呢，两个人一起休息睡觉的时候，可以彼此来得到温暖。
And when two people sleep together, they can gain warmth.
再来，如果两个人要去打仗的时候
，And when two go out to fight,
一个人看前面的对方，但是他看不到他后面有没有敌人来攻击他。
One person can look at the front, but they cannot see the back.
但是如果一个人站在他的背后
But if someone is standing behind them,
他可以看顾他的背后
they can look out for their backs.
所以这两个人呢，面对面背对背的时候，他们就会互相看到对方的敌人。
So when they are standing back to back, they can see each other's enemies.
所以敌人不管是从东边来，从西边来，从前面后面来都没有关系，因为我们都可以互相看顾来得到平安。
So no matter where the enemy is coming from, it's okay because they can look out for each other.
所以两个人总比一个人好，因为两个人背对背的时候就可以得到安全。
So two is better than one because when they are standing back to back, they are safe.
所以神才会说亚当一个人独居不好，要找一个配偶来帮助他。
Which is why God said that it is not good that man should be alone.
因为当时亚当他被创造之后，他有一个工作。
Because after Adam was created, he had a job.
他要为万物来取名字。
That he had to name all the creatures.
可这是一个很难的很大的工程。
But this is a very difficult and very big job.
因为东西那么多，要如何叫他的名字呢？
Because there are so many creatures, how could he name them?
所以他一个人在想绞尽脑汁，也不一定想到很好的名字来称呼他。
So he could spend all his effort trying to think, but he may not think of a good name.
所以神就创造一个人要来帮助他来做这个命名的工作。
So God created a helper to help him name these creatures.
所以呢，他就让亚当睡着了。
So God put Adam to sleep.
然后在睡着以后才取一根肋骨。
And after he was asleep, God took one of his ribs.
然后来创造一个女人，然后带到他的面前。
And created the woman and brought it before him.
所以我也是想到神为什么要让亚当睡着了。
So I was thinking, why did God make Adam go to sleep?
所以这个时候不是亚当自己要睡着的。
So at this time, it was not that Adam went to sleep himself.
而是神要让他睡着的。
But that God caused him to sleep.
那我们相信神做任何事情一定是有目的，有什么样的意义的。
And we know that everything God does has a meaning behind it.
所以神为什么要让亚当睡着了？这一定有神特别的意义。
So why did God cause Adam to sleep? There must be a meaning.
我想到呢，有三个意义。
So I thought of three meanings.
第一个就是要让亚当能够睡着了，让他充分的休息。
And the first is to let Adam sleep so he can rest.
因为一个要接受夫妻的关系之前呢，他要充分的休息。
So that he could have sufficient rest before entering into a marriage.
所以他有充分的休息之后，然后来接受女人带到他面前，他会有愉快来接纳他。
So after being rested, he could accept the woman with a joyful heart.
我们想到一个人如果很疲倦呢，他的情绪也会很不好。
But if someone is very tired, then they will also be emotional.
他会因为一点小事情也容易生气。
And they might tend to get angry from little things.
所以我们有时候要跟夫妻之间要做沟通的时候，一定要让他心情好的时候才来做沟通。
So when you're trying to communicate between husband and wife, they should be in good moods.
那又如何让他心情好呢？就是得到充分的休息。
And in order to be in good moods, they should have sufficient rest.
所以神要让亚当睡着了，让他有充分的休息。
So God caused a deep sleep on Adam so that he could rest.
那第二个可能就是神要让亚当醒过来以后有一个惊喜。
So the other possibility is that God wants to surprise Adam.
让亚当醒过来，突然有个女人带到他面前。
so that when he woke up, there would be a woman before him.
哇, 我原来都不知道会有个女人出现的。
And that he didn't know that there would be a woman.
神预先都没有告诉亚当说我要帮你造一个女人来帮助你哦，都没有讲。
Because God did not tell Adam that he would be creating a helper for him.
神只是让他睡着了。
But God just made him sleep.
所以亚当事先都没有任何预期说，哦，我会有一个女人带到我面前啊，要来帮助我的。
So Adam did not have any clue that he would have a woman to help him.
但是在他醒过来之后，
But when he woke up,
他就看到，哦，有个女人带到我面前了。He
realized that there was a woman before him.
我想这样的惊喜啊，会给亚当一个很大的快乐。
And this type of surprise will bring great joy to Adam.
所以有时候我在想，我们夫妻相处之道也要给对方有一些惊喜。So
when we are with our spouses, we should also surprise each other.
啊，互相都有给对方一些惊喜的话，那这样的夫妻关系会很甜蜜的。And
if you surprise each other, then this kind of relationship will be good.
所以互相要给对方一些惊喜。
So you should surprise one another.
啊，这是神要让亚当睡觉的第二个原因。
So this is the second reason of why God made Adam
sleep. 那第三个我认为是最精彩的。
So the third one is the most important.
亚当既然睡着了，他对神在创造的过程不能够发表任何意见。
So since Adam was asleep, he would not be able to give any opinion in God's creation.
如果亚当还是醒着的话。
If Adam was still awake,
那如果神在创造夏娃的时候，亚当可以眼睛看着他，神啊，这个眼睛啊，夏娃的眼睛要大一点，太小了不好看。
Then maybe when God was creating Eve, Adam could give his opinion and say that her eyes should be bigger.
啊，我希望你创造女人头发要长长的，可以飘起来的。
And I want the woman to have very long hair.
啊，然后你创造她的身材要有一个曲线，好看的。
And that they should have curves to their physique.
如果亚当醒的话，一定有很多很多意见。
If Adam was awake, he must have a lot of opinions.
有时候我们说，哦，我们现在的男人哈，都是外貌协会。
And we say that all men will only look at the outside.
他们只看到女孩子要长得漂亮就好看。
And they will only look at whether or not a woman is pretty.
可是，只是做外貌协会的男人真的是不够属灵啊。
But if they only look at the appearance, then they're not spiritual.
可是神就是让亚当睡着了。So
so God made Adam sleep.
让亚当不能够有机会发表任何的意见。So
that he has no opportunity to give any of his opinion.
因为这是神所配合的。Because
this is what God has.
那神所创造的一定是最好的。And
what God has created is the best.
所以亚当醒过来的时候，啊，他就只好接受神所为他预备的一切。
So after Adam woke up, he had to accept everything that God has prepared.
真的，神也的创造没有让亚当失望。
And God's creation did not let Adam down.
因为亚当还是看到他以后就说：“哎呀，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊。”
Because after Adam saw Eve, he said, "This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
所以亚当还是很高兴的接纳神为他所创造、所预备的配偶。
And Adam was very joyful to accept the helper that God created.
那再来，为什么神啊，在亚当身上啊，只找一根肋骨呢？
So why did God only take one rib from Adam?
为什么不从头骨啊、手骨啦、脚骨啦来取一根来造女人呢？
Why didn't he take the bone from his scalp or his leg?
啊，为什么要从肋骨来取呢？
Why did he take a rib?
我在想肋骨哈啊。 有跟心脏啊，有一种三种关系。
So the rib is connected to the heart in three ways.
第一个，肋骨是最靠近心脏的骨头。
The first is that the rib is a bone that is closest to the heart.
所以呢，女人跟男人呢，妻子啊，要陪伴她的丈夫。
So the woman must be close to her husband.
这种陪伴是夫妻的一种非常好的关系。
And to be with him, and this is a good relationship.
那第二个功能就是。 保护心脏，
and the second is that the rib protects the heart.
因为肋骨啊，它很硬，它可以保护心脏不会被东西给破坏、撞到、破坏了。
Because the rib is very hard, so it can protect the heart so that it does not get hurt.
有时候我们会碰到东西撞到我的胸部的时候，碰到我的骨头，我的心脏被保护的。
So sometimes if we accidentally hit our chest, then our heart is protected by the rib.
所以肋骨可以来保护心脏。
So the rib protects the heart.
那第三个，肋骨是最了解心脏的，需要。
And the third is that the rib is what understands what the heart.
所以这就是为什么神要取肋骨来造一个女人。
So this is why God took the rib to create woman.
那这就是神所设立的婚姻。
And this is the marriage that God has created.
那因为有这样的夫妻关系之后。
So after this type of relationship,
我们再看下一页,
we will look at the next slide.
然后神就说了一句结论的话,
so God said something
我们看第二章,
in conclusion. Let us look at chapter 2,
24节,
verse 24.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife and they shall become one flesh.
24节, 这句话不是亚当说的,
so this phrase is not spoken by Adam.
这是圣经的作者写出来的,
this is written by the author of the Bible.
那圣经的作者当然就是指的神自己啊。
And the author of the Bible is God himself.
所以这句话是神说出来的。
So this is what God said.
然后记录在圣经里面, 要让我们今天学习的功课。
And has been recorded in the Bible so that we can learn from it today.
所以今天我们在任何的婚姻里面要来学习这句话。
So within any marriage, we must learn from this phrase.
人要离开父母。
That man shall leave his father and mother.
但这个人啊, 不只是指的男人, 也指的女人。
But this man is not only speaking of man, it's also talking about woman.
因为男人女人都是人。
Because man and woman, we're all human.
那既然是人, 都要离开父母。
So if you are human, you must leave your parents.
表示说他已经长大了。
And meaning that they have grown up.
当然第一个离开, 当然要从经济上来说离开。
So the first, they must be independent financially.
他自己要有工作能力来养活自己。
They must have the ability to work and feed themselves.
那这样子他才能够去结婚。
So that they can enter into marriage.
我们现在看到好多年轻人啊, 不努力工作。
And we now see that many young people do not work.
就到现在还在啃老族啊, 好像在吃, 父母亲的骨头一样啊。
And that they are still living off their parents.
所以这样的依赖父母亲的经济生活是没有办法长大的孩子。
So if they are financially reliant on their parents, then they cannot grow up.
所以第一个要结婚的条件就是要离开经济上要能够独立，才能够离开父母。
So the first criteria of marriage is that they must be independent financially.
第二个, 要在人格上要独立。
And the second is that they must be independent in their personality.
因为他人格上啊, 要能够独立, 自己知道要如何, 过他的婚姻生活。
So that they know how to live their marriage lives.
不能够一直在做妈宝啊。
So they cannot be a mama's boy.
因为如果做妈宝啊, 不管是男生或女生, 都是妈宝的话, 那是不能够长大的孩子。
Because in that way, they are not able to grow up.
所以我们说第二个, 结婚的条件就是要人格上要独立。
So the second is that they must be independent in terms of their personality.
自己能够考虑事情的利害关系。
And that they are able to consider things by themselves.
然后自己做决定。
And to decide anything.
然后自己要负责任。
And that they can take up the responsibility.
当然，他可以在做决定之前可以询问父母亲的意见。
And of course, before making any decisions, they can ask for their parents' opinions.
可以听听他们的 advice 是什么，然后再做思考。
And they can listen to their advice and think about it.
所以这个时候, 做孩子们，他的人格已经长大了。
But as children, they have already matured.
所以可以听听他们的意见，不是说一定要听, 一定要顺从他们才叫做, 乖孩子啊, 不一定啊。
So that when they listen to their advice, it doesn't mean that they need to follow them.
可是这个时候的长大不只是对孩子来讲。
But when they grow up, it's not only for their children.
因为孩子要能够自己考虑，自己做决定。
Because the children must be able to make decisions by themselves.
同时对父母亲来讲，也要让孩子长大。
But at the same time, the parents also must let their children grow up.
父母亲这个时候不要一直想要替孩子做决定。
And the parents should not make all the decisions for their children.
如果父母亲一直要控制孩子，要替孩子做决定，让孩子也不能够长大。
Because if the parents try to control the children, then they are unable to grow up.
你能够控制孩子控制到他几岁呢？
How old until your children can you control them?
你能够控制他到60岁还在控制他的任何的生活行为的决定吗？
Can you control them all the way until they are 60 years old?
有一天我们人都会老啊，会离开世界。
And one day, we will grow old and leave this world.
如果我们父母亲还想要控制孩子的任何的决定，那真的孩子就是长不大的孩子。
But if the parents are still trying to control the children, then they cannot grow up.
所以这句话，人要离开父母，不只是对孩子讲，也是对父母亲讲。
So this phrase that a man shall leave his parents is not only to the children, but also to the
parents. 父母亲要让孩子可以长大，可以自己考虑做决定。
The parents must allow their children to grow up and to make their own decisions.
但是我们可以提供一些建议给他思考。
But we can provide some advice for them to think about.
那第三个，人要离开父母，就指的信仰上也能够长大了。
And the last is that man must be mature in their faith.
我们的信仰啊，一开始是父母亲带我们来信主的。
So at first, our faith begins when our parents bring us to church.
像我自己是第三代信徒。
Like personally, I'm a third generation believer.
我的祖父母开始来信主了。
My grandparents came to believe.
那我一出生就是在基督教的家庭里面。
So I was born into a Christian household.
所以我出生3个月就。 被抱到教会来受洗。
And I was baptized when I was 3 months old.
可是我的信仰也要我自己追求，自己成长。
But I must pursue and grow my faith myself.
所以我不能够一直做小孩子。
And I cannot continue to be a child.
如果是做小孩子的话的信仰，那永远是跟班着，跟着父母亲来教会而已。
Because the faith of a child is just following your parents to church.
如果父母亲不来教会，我就不来了。
And if my parents don't come to church, then I will not come.
所以这样的信仰就没有独立长大。
So this type of faith is not independent.
他仍然是跟着父母亲来信, 而不是他的信仰。
It is still your parents' faith, but not your own.
所以这个神啊, 是父母亲的神, 还不是我的神。
And this God is the God of my parents, but not my own.
但是我如果追求成长,
But if I pursue growth,
我离开父母, 不要再依赖父母的信仰。
If I leave my parents and do not rely on their faith,
我自己长大了，我的信仰就是我自己的神啊。And
after I have grown up, then my faith is my own.
所以这个神是我父母亲的神。And
this God is my parents' God.
现在也成为我的神。But
now he is also my God.
表示我的信仰也是长大的信仰。And
this means that my faith has grown mature.
所以我要离开父母亲的那种依赖关系的信仰。
And I must leave the reliance on my parents' faith.
那这样子我才可以去结婚。
So that I can get married.
将来我才能够照顾生下我的孩子。
So that in the future I can take care of my children.
能够再把我的信仰也传给我的孩子们。
And to pass on my faith to my children.
这是结婚的第一个现象，要能够离开父母。
So this is the first sign of marriage, is to leave your parents.
第二个要跟妻子联合。
And the second is to be joined to his wife.
当然，这个联合呢，我们最简单说，身体上的联合。
So the most basic is to be joined physically.
因为夫妻两个人当然会同房，然后生下孩子。
Because a couple will be joined and have children.
那这就是身体上的联合。
And this is to be joined physically.
所以呢，在创世纪第4章第1节。
So in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
我们看第4章第1节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
有一天，那个人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说：“主神使我得了一个男子。”Now
Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, "I have acquired a man from the Lord."
我们的中文圣经翻译说：“那个人和他妻子夏娃同房。”So
it says that Adam knew Eve his wife.
同房，这是两个人睡在一起，然后发生性关系。And
that they slept together and had sexual relationships.
可是我们听听刚刚英文圣经的翻译是说，认识他的太太。And
in the English translation, it says that Adam knew Eve, his wife.
这个 knew 就是 know 的过去式，就认识知道他的妻子，然后他们就是同房的关系。And
that is that he to know his wife.
所以这个夫妻关系是 联合就是身体上的联合，就彼此就是互相百分之百的认识。
So this is to be joined physically and to know each other fully.
啊，这是身体上的联合。
And this is in terms of a physical body.
所以才会怀孕。
So that she conceived.
那第二个联合是精神上的联合。
So the second type is to be joined emotionally.
所以呢，夫妻之间啊，能够精神上也互相了解他。
So that they can understand each other emotionally.
所以我们常常说，夫妻之间的关系啊，是要一个同理心的关系。
So that we often say that between husband and wife, there must be empathy.
因为同理心才能够真正了解对方。
And because through empathy and compassion, they can truly
understand each other. 有时候我们夫妻在沟通一件事情的时候。
And when they are communicating.
有时候呢，我们常常用理性去思考，哦，这个事情要怎么办？怎么办？
So we often think, using logic.
那可是，太太她需要的并不是理性上的那种思考啊，要怎么办的问题。
But the wife may not need logical thinking.
她需要的是同理心的了解。
And perhaps what they need is an understanding, stemming out of compassion.
所以曾经有丈夫啊啊，他跟他太太啊吵架了。
So there was once a husband that got into a fight with his wife.
哇，结果太太很生气。
And the wife was very angry.
然后丈夫就不知道怎么办的时候。
And the husband didn't know what to do.
这个时候太太说了一句话。
At this time, the wife said something.
难道你都不知道女人的需要吗？
Do you not know what the woman needs?
你不知道如何表达同理心吗？
Do you not know how to express empathy?
其实这个时候你不用再跟我讲理论上的逻辑上的思考上的什么什么办法。
You don't need to tell me anything of logic or reason.
这个时候你就要抱抱我。
All you need to do is hold me.
不用讲任何话语。
And you don't need to say anything.
你就说你了解。
You only need to say I understand.
这样子我就够了。
And this is enough for me.
所以其实后来丈夫才发现，原来要解决吵架是这么容易啊。
So afterwards, the husband realized how easy it is to resolve a fight.
不用去讲很多大道理。
He doesn't need to reason with her.
只要抱抱她。
All he needs to do is hold her.
表达同理心的了解。
And to express empathy and understanding.
事情就解决了。
And this would resolve the issue.
所以呢，这就是我们所谓的精神上要联合在一起。
So this is to support each other emotionally.
再来第三个，信仰上也要联合。
And the third is to be joined in faith.
所以圣经说，夫妻两个人共同承受生命之恩。
And the Bible says that the husband and wife will have the blessing of life together.
我们请看彼得前书第三章第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
彼得前书第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重她，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together on the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以两个人要一起祷告了。
So two people must pray together.
所以呢，这就是两个人信仰上的联合。
And this is how they can be joined in faith.
但是两个人的祷告能不能得到神的垂听？
But can their prayers be heard by God?
就是两个人共同承受生命之恩。
And can they be heirs together of the grace of God?
两个人在信仰上是同心合意的祷告。
That when they pray in faith, they must pray in one accord.
当然，这个时候我们讲到，如果你嫁娶外邦，没有办法同心合意的祷告。
So if you marry someone not a non-believer, then you cannot pray in one accord.
因为一个有信主，一个没有信主。
Because one is a believer, one is not.
你的孩子生病的时候，你在祷告，可是你的丈夫在旁边走来走去。
When your child is sick, you are praying, but your husband is walking around beside you.
他说：“我不相信你的神，我怎么替我们的孩子祷告呢？”
So if he doesn't believe in your God, then how can he pray for the children?
所以这个时候你才会觉得你要嫁娶外邦，你要承受这样的代价。
So there is the cost if you marry a non-believer.
因为他没有信主的话，他不能够跟你一起跪下来祷告。
Because he does not believe in God and he cannot pray with you.
那这个孩子的病会不会得到神的看顾呢？
So will this child be healed by God?
真的是一个很大的挑战。
It is a great challenge.
所以今天我们要信仰上跟婚姻要结合在一起。
So faith must also be connected to marriage.
所以同样的信仰，然后一起结婚，这样才有幸福的基础。
And to marry in one faith so that you can that you can have a good life.
这就是祷告才能够没有阻碍。
So that's when you pray, you can have the love of God.
所以信仰上要妻子联合在一起。
So in faith, you must be joined in one.
然后第三个现象就是二人成为一体。
And the third, is that they shall become one flesh.
啊，二人成为一体以后的东西都是我们的，共同拥有的。
So after becoming one flesh, everything you have, you own together.
所以呢，你的钱也是我的钱，我的钱也是你的钱。
So your money is my money, and my money is also yours.
这样子才是共同拥有的财富。
And this is a joint inheritance.
当然，我的父母亲现在也成为你的父母亲。
And my parents have also become your parents.
所以应该是我们的父母亲。
So they are our parents.
所以我们以后会说啊，这是我在美国的父母亲啊啊，这个是我在中国的父母亲。我们只能用地点来做区别。
So you may say that this is my parents in America or my parents in China.
但是我们都说我们的父母亲。
But this is our parents.
这个时候不能再分你呀、啊、你的啦啊、我的啦。
And you should not distinguish between yours and mine.
当然，孩子也是我们的孩子。
And of course, your children is also our children.
也不能说孩子很乖的时候都是我的孩子，孩子不乖就是你的孩子。
You cannot say that if the child is behaving, then it's my child, but if he is not, then it's your child.
如果这样的话，那怎么叫做我们的孩子呢？
Then in that way, they cannot be our children.
所以人在吵架的时候很容易发生这种问题。
And this issue may arise when people are fighting.
这个时候不能再分你的孩子、我的孩子，应该说是我们的孩子。
But you should not be distinguished between your or mine. It should be ours.
那两个人共同商量如何教育下一代。
And you should communicate together in terms of how you want to educate.
因为这是我们的孩子。
Because this is our children.
再来，我们的生命也是结合在一起的。
And next, our lives are also joined together.
所以以后我们的生命是我们的生命。
So it is our lives.
也就是我们的生活。
And our life.
所以这也是婚姻里面最奥秘的地方。
And this is the mystery of marriage.
一加一等于一。
That one plus one is equal to one.
这不是数学符号啊。
So it is not math.
因为数学符号是一加一等于二。
Because math is that one plus one equals two.
可是在神的婚姻的奥秘里面是说一加一等于一。
But in God's mystery of marriage, it is 1 plus 1 equals 1.
因为这就是个奥秘。
Because this is a mystery.
但是我们能够在婚姻里面去体会这个奥秘，那这个婚姻才会得到幸福。
But we must experience this mystery in marriage so that we can live a good marriage.
我曾经听一个刚结婚的夫妻之间呢、啊，为了经济上的问题也吵翻了啦。
And I've once heard a couple that were fighting because of financial problems.
他说今天早餐用我的钱去买早餐。这是我的钱。
So one said that we will use my money to buy breakfast.
然后中午换你请客，中午换你用你的钱去买中餐。
And for lunch, you will use your money.
所以两个人结婚了，可是还是分你的钱、我的钱，分得很清楚啊。
So even though they are married, they still distinguish between your money and my money.
那我就问他们，那去餐厅吃饭怎么办？
So I asked them, then what happens when you go out?
很简单 ，Go Dutch.
Go
Dutch, 你付你的，我付我的。
They said that they would pay for themselves.
啊，所以这叫 Go Dutch 哈，好像到那个荷兰去了 Go Dutch， 讲德文的，所以那个就是你付你的，我付我的，那这样的夫妻还要在一起结婚、一起生活吗
？So, this type of couple, they are paying for themselves. Well, should they still live together?
所以那就不符合神的旨意，就是要二人成为一体啊。
And this is not according to God's will, which is that two shall become one flesh.
啊，真的时间哦很宝贵哈、哦，我接下来要讲快一点了，要不然时间不够。
So next I will speak faster because we are.
接着下来啊，第三页就是婚姻的五个阶段。
So the third is the five stages of marriage.
啊，这里讲很快哈、哦，结婚一到三年就是甜蜜期。
So the first 3 years of marriage is sweetness.
我们说一到三年是蜜月。
And we say that this is the honeymoon stage.
啊，我们说蜜月是一个月的。但是其实一到三年都可以是蜜月的甜蜜滋味。
So from the first to third year, it is all honeymoon.
第二阶段是生儿育女的时代。
And the second stage is breeding children.
那个时候又有责任感。
So there is a sense of responsibility.
父母亲两个人都要努力来工作养育孩子。
That the parents must work hard and feed their children.
但第三阶段呢，已经生活习惯了。
So the third stage is that they are used to life.
那个时候已经很低潮，也很苦闷，都是一直重复生活的形态。
And they may just be repeating life.
一直 routine 啊，routine 就是例行公事，每一天都是同样的事情，一直重复，后来就无聊。
And they are just living a routine in that every day is repeated.
所以是9到20年之间都是这个重复的夫妻关系。
So between years 9 to 20, it is just a repeated daily life.
所以也有人说七年之痒啊，为什么会痒呢？
So why is it that there is the 7-year itch?
七年会痒就因为重复了，无聊了。
And it is because they have repeated and it is getting bored.
所以有的才会去寻找婚外情的刺激。
So this is why some people may seek for love outside of their marriage.
但是这个是 非常危险的婚姻,
but this is a very dangerous marriage.
这是第三个阶段,
so this is the third stage.
但是第四个阶段,
so the fourth stage.
请看下一页, 第四个阶段就是指着, 孩子都长大离开了,
so the fourth stage is talking about when the children have grown up and left.
已经结婚了,
and they have gotten married.
已经搬出去住了,
they have moved out.
这个时候夫妻就变成空巢期。
So this is a stage of emptiness.
已经没有孩子在身边的时候，他们两个人面对面，两个眼睛对两个眼睛，不知道干嘛。So
after all the children have left, their husband and wife are just facing each other.
这是第四个阶段。So
this is a fourth stage.
可是到第五个阶段呢，25年以后开始会彼此感谢对方的陪伴。
But the fifth stage, after 25 years, they will become grateful for each other.
那个时候会觉得有你陪伴我这一辈子，我觉得很幸福。
And they will feel that it is good that they have each other.
所以对两个人都互相感谢对方的陪伴。
So that they will be grateful for each other's company.
这就是到第五个阶段是最是另一个形态，已经不是像第一阶段那种甜蜜的滋味。
So in stage 5, it is another type of relationship. It is unlike the sweetness in stage
因为在第一阶段那种甜蜜是有点激情，有点新鲜，有点好玩，在一起的甜蜜滋味。
Because in stage 1, it is out of passion and curiosity.
也好玩。
And it is also fun.
可是到了第五个阶段，那已经不是这种激情，或者是那种新鲜好玩的滋味。
But in stage 5, it is no longer the curiosity or the passion.
那个时候是真的互相对方感谢。But
they are truly grateful for each other.
所以我们看到老夫老妻啊，彼此非常的尊重。So
we see that old couples, they respect one another.
他们也互相感谢。And
they are also grateful for one another.
所以谢谢你陪伴我这一辈子，到现在还没有离开我。
They are thankful that their spouse has been with them for their whole lives.
这是婚姻生活的五个阶段。
So these are the five stages of marriage.
接着下来呢，我们就要很快的说影响夫妻关系的因素是什么。
So next we will talk about the factors of couple relations.
我整理的很多专家，一共有12个原因，12个因素。
So I have looked at many experts, and there are a total of 12 factors.
我想这十二个因素，我就不用一个一个去做解释。And
I will not explain them one by one.
但是我想很快的，我们这样 go through 看过一次就会知道，在婚姻生活里面，这十二种因素都会影响夫妻的关系，好或是不好。
So, but we will go through them quickly to know that these 12 factors is what will affect a relationship.
第一个，对婚姻的期待。
So the first is expectations of marriage.
当然，你对婚姻一开始结婚会有期待。
And of course, you will have expectations at the beginning.
你会期待我的丈夫、我的妻子能够为我做什么事情。
You will expect your wife or your husband to do something for you.
可是有时候期待就变成失望。
But expectations may turn into disappointment.
他不符合你的期待的时候，你就会觉得他怎么这样，这么不懂啊。
When they do not live up to your expectations, you will feel why are they like this?
所以这个期待啊，不能太高。
So you should not have too high of expectations.
但是也不能说不要有期待。
But you shall not also have no expectations.
如果夫妻生活都没有任何期待，那真的是有什么好玩呢？那这样为什么要结婚呢？
If you have no expectations, then why are you getting married?
所以还是有一点期待是好的。
So it is good that you have some expectations.
因为有点期待会有点等待，然后真的实现的时候会有点快乐。
Because when these expectations come true, then you will feel joy.
但是这个期待不能太高，也不能说没有。
So it cannot be too high, but you cannot have none.
第二个因素就性格也会不一样。
So the second is that your personalities will be different.
所以男人跟女人真的是性格会不一样。
So man and woman have different personalities.
我们明天会再详细讲男人的性格跟女人性格有哪些特征不一样的地方。
And tomorrow I will talk about the difference in personalities between man and woman.
所以有一本书曾经这样写啊。
And a book once said.
他说男人好像从火星来的。
That man is like coming from Mars.
然后女人从土星来的。
And women are from Venus.
好，反正就是从不同星球。
And they are from different planets.
就是两个人会有不同的性格特征。
Because they have different personalities.
所以这个时候要如何互相了解？
So how do they understand each other?
这又是影响夫妻关系。
It is another factor affecting couple
relationships. 那第三个又因为沟通也会造成问题。
So the third is communication.
沟通就是要能够互相了解的。
So communication is to understand one another.
所以有时候夫妻要互相沟通，才能够互相了解。
So couples must communicate to understand each other.
所以呢，这个沟通也很重要。
And communication is very important.
第四个就是有冲突的时候如何解决这个冲突。
And the fourth is conflict and how they resolve these conflicts.
所以夫妻一定会吵架。
So couples will get into conflict.
但是吵架的时候要如何成为一个建设性、有帮助的吵架？
But how can this conflict be helpful to the relationship?
所以连冲突也成为健康的冲突。
So that these will become healthy conflicts.
那当然，这个是学习如何来处理冲突。
And you must learn how to resolve these conflicts.
那第五个就是财务管理。
And the fifth is financial affairs.
因为对金钱的观念不一样，也会吵架。
Because if you have different views on financials,
一个要买这个东西，一个说不要买。
If one wants to buy something but the other doesn't.
一个是重视名牌的，一个是说不要任何的名牌。
One likes brand names, but the other doesn't.
所以这个时候对金钱观念不一样也会吵架。
So if they have different views on money,
再来休闲活动也会不一样。
And next, they have different leisure.
有人喜欢打球，有人喜欢看电影。
And some people like to play sports, and some like to watch movies.
那喜欢打球的不喜欢那个看电影的。
And they might not like what each other does.
那这个时候就会有休闲活动不一样也会吵架。
And they will also get into conflict.
再来第七。
And next,
就是性生活的满足也会不一样。
It's satisfaction of sexual life.
所以夫妻两个人要的性生活能够互相得到满足。
So they must be satisfied in their sexual lives for one another.
所以有人结婚20年从来没有碰过对方。
So some people have been married for 20 years but never touched one another.
这叫做夫妻吗？
Are these a couple?
这个就不是。 真正的夫妻关系。So
this is not true marriage relationship.
所以性生活也是夫妻里面很重要的因素。So
sexual life is also a big factor in marriage.
但是很重要，不要拿性当做一种筹码，当做一种武器，叫对方必须听你的话。But
it should not be used as a weapon to force others to listen.
这样的性生活也会很失败。Because
this is also a failure.
再来，生儿育女的观念也会不一样。
And your thoughts into breeding children.
因为你对教育孩子的方法不一样，也会夫妻两个人也会吵架。Because
if you have different views on educating your children, then you will get.
再来，在家庭的角色扮演。And
next is your roles in the family.
现在已经不再是男主外女主内这种传统观念了。So
it is no longer the husband works outside and the woman is at home.
因为现在女人也会外出去工作上班。
Because now women can also work.
所以家事也不一定就是只有太太在做，丈夫也要帮忙做家事啊。So
the chores should not all be done by the wife. The husband should also help.
所以我就听到曾经有一对夫妻，他们的做家事是分配工作。So
I've heard a couple that for their chores they split it up.
妻子负责煮菜。So
the wife will cook.
然后丈夫负责洗碗。And
the husband will do the dishes.
所以呢，这就是夫妻分工合作的关系。
So this is a relationship.
所以这种角色扮演就非常大家都很高兴的来做这样的角色。
And this is a good way of playing their roles in the family.
再来一个原生家庭会影响夫妻的关系。
And next is their original family.
有时候我们自己的原生家庭啊，父母亲的啊生活怎样会影响我们自己的观念。
So sometimes how our parents live may affect our thoughts.
所以如果我的父母亲常常吵架。 我的心里也会很害怕结婚，因为我也可能去跟我的另一半吵架。
So if our parents fight often, then I may be afraid of marriage because I may be afraid of getting into.
所以每个人都会受原生家庭的影响很大。
So everyone will be affected by their original.
可是我们要如何有智慧的来超越我们原生家庭对我们的影响呢？
But how can we overcome the effect of our original family?
再来有个家庭。 跟朋友的彼此的关系。
And next is the relationships between our family and friends.
当然，这个家庭啊，这范围更大很多的因漏啊的那些关系会影响过来了。
And of course, for the family, all the different relationships will affect us.
因为因漏哈，就是那些姑姑阿姨啊、叔叔啊、伯父，很多那些关系进来以后，会让整个家庭很复杂。
Especially with all the in-laws, it will make the family relationships very.
当然，朋友的关系也会影响。
And your friends will also.
最后一个是宗教信仰，也会影响婚姻生活。
And lastly, it is our religion.
这就是我们刚所讲的几个应该这12个要注意的事因素。
So these 12 factors are things that we must be aware of.
我想最后呢，我们就来讲婚姻幸福的7个法则。
So lastly, we will talk about the 7 principles of marriage.
我想这七个法则我就不用再做解释了。
And I will not explain each of them.
我想大家一旦看到这些都很了解。 如果你能够做得到，你的婚姻就会幸福快乐。
So, if you are able to do these 7 things, then your marriage will be happy.
第一个叫互相了解。
So the first is mutual understanding.
第二个彼此喜欢跟彼此赞美。
Second is mutual praise.
然后第三个是彼此靠近。
The third is to be close to each other.
第四是彼此尊重。
Fourth is to respect one another.
第五是温柔体贴。
Five is gentleness.
不要一直用凶恶的态度去对待对方的错误啊。
And you should not treat each other harshly.
不要像法官去做审判。
You should not be like a judge and judge each other.
应该好好的说话。
You should speak to each other.
一句话好好说，就会有不同的效果啊。
And if you say something gently, then there will be a different effect.
第六叫和好的结局。
So six is reconciliation.
不管如何吵架，最后一定要和好。
No matter how you fight, you must reconcile with each other.
不要让吵架隔夜啊。
So you should not leave your fight until the next morning.
生气不要到日落。
So the Bible says you should not hold your anger until the sun down.
所以一定要和好才能够睡觉。
So you must reconcile to.
然后最后两个人有共同的目标。
Lastly is to have common goals.
那这样有共同目标来努力的话，那夫妻就会同心合意了。
So if you work towards a common goal, then you will be in one.
我想我们明天之后开始会有很多的课程会。 点滴的谈到这些婚姻幸福的一些法则。
So tomorrow, all of our classes will talk about some of these principles.
求耶稣带领我们。
And we ask God to guide us.
让我们这几天的课程能够得到好的学习。
So that we can learn from these classes.
这些都是神给我们的福气。
And these are all blessings from God.
一起唱诗。
Let us all sing Him.
赞美诗300首。
300.
如果你可以唱英文版更好。
It is best if you can sing the English version.
因为英文版不是婚礼里面的那个祝福。
Because the English version is the blessings at a wedding.
它是家中有爱。
It's talking about when there's love at home.
一起唱300首。
Let us all sing him 300.